Hey squad, I'm your host, Danielle Donovan, and you are listening to 5-Minute Fridays, a 5-minute pep talk and boost of inspiration to take with you into your weekend. We are back with PVOLV's Chief of Training, Antonietta Vicario, and today's topic is talking about the mind-body connection when focusing on strengthening your pelvic floor. Antonietta, what are some key areas to focus on, and how do you build that connection to your breath and your strength in your pelvic floor?
Great question. Thank you, Danielle. Yes, that mind-body connection. I think some people understand intrinsically what that is. They've been practicing it their whole life. Myself, I started as a dancer, so there was always this kind of sense of what was going on in my body. And I know for others, it takes some time to make those connections. So, when we talk about just the mind-body connection in general, I always encourage people to just kind of close their eyes and try to sense and feel their body from the inside out. If you're just starting off, it can take a little bit of time to turn your brain off, right? And kind of tap into that more primordial self that we have, right? We have these bodies. And we can feel what it feels like to be inside of our body, and closing your eyes is such a great tool. And also just starting specifically with the breath, especially when it comes to the pelvic floor. So, the pelvic floor can be a mysterious muscle. It can be hard to tap into. A lot of times people don't know about the pelvic floor, or they only learn about it because they're experiencing some, symptoms like incontinence or pain, pain in their lower back, pain in their hips. And so, starting to just create that mind-body connection is the best tool so that we can incorporate this part of our core really in all of our movement, especially when we need it. I would recommend, in order to find that mind-body connection into the pelvic floor, maybe starting lying down. The breath, again, is so important. Placing your hands on your belly, on your lower abdomen, and moving your breath. So some of us are chest breathers. We only breathe up into our chest and kind of hold tension, right? Like we're constantly pulling the belly in. I could go on a whole tirade about why that might be, but I'll save that for potentially another day. We want our breath to move throughout our body. Our breath is meant to move, and our bodies will move better when we're breathing in all areas. So again, laying down, putting your hands on your belly, feeling that breath pull in, or that breath go fully into the lower abdominal cavity. And then for the exhale, if you're having trouble accessing kind of the pelvic floor and the abdominals, I'll often sometimes say, like when you clear your throat, right? Or when you sneeze, or if you very quickly breathe out forcefully, you're engaging your deep transverse abs. It's easier for people to tap into those muscles, right? By like a strategy like that. So you're starting to find that mind-body connection into all of those muscles that exist, in the lower part of the core. Your pelvic floor is going to respond with those contractions because our core, our abdominals, our deep transverse abs are actually interconnected into our pelvic floor musculature. So starting simply like that, and then adding some of the other exercises, that I talked about prior, feeling like you're stopping the flow of urine, you're stopping yourself from passing gas, finding that contraction and that support and coordinating all of that with that, like, again, feeling of hugging in, it's just a beautiful way to tap into your pelvic floor. And especially when you're doing something that requires effort, I think I spoke to this in our prior chat, that when, you're picking up something heavy off the floor, or, if you're feeling a little bit unstable, if you're doing a balance exercise, if you're, again, jumping or sneezing, if you know you're going to sneeze, contract that pelvic floor first. Mm-hmm. And chances are, if you are somebody who experiences pelvic floor weakness, those tips and tricks will kind of help keep everything supported.
amazing tips and tricks to build that mind-body connection, which truly is so important. And I love how you said you start simple, you start by closing your eyes, you start by focusing on the breath, and you bring it all together. We'll link the other episodes from 5 Minute Fridays with the three top exercises to focus on in strengthening your pelvic floor, because it's all connected. And there you guys have it, another 5 Minute Fridays. To connect more with me, I'm over on Insta at @thesquad_co, and we'll link Antonietta and PVOLV's info in the show notes and all the prior episodes from our 5 Minute Friday Pelvic Floor series. Until next time, cheers and happy Friday.